everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Brien, and for the next 33 minutes, you'll hear dialogue on how to find your version of empowered living when it comes to love, money, sex, health, career, and more. I'll be sharing interviews with amazing experts in these areas, and I'll guide you in meditations and creative practices you can take into your life. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and go to anneobrienliving.com to sign up for lots more resources, including free meditations, videos, special offers, and events. Now, here we go. Today's episode is a little different, and if you're a music lover like me, stay tuned because you're going to get to hear something really cool today. And our theme is the power of drumming for healing and empowerment. I'm bringing on a frame drummer who I know locally in the community here in LA, and she travels all around the world, by the way. She is an amazing drummer and also really on the same wavelength as me in terms of healing and transformation. And every time I run into her, and we kind of ran into each other about 3 or 4 times in the last 2 months before I was like, okay, I have to have her on this podcast. Universe is trying to tell me something. So anyway, when we run into each other, I always feel like there's such a resonance that we're really on the same wavelength. So I know you're going to enjoy her today. And you're actually going to get a taste of her drumming. I've heard her before, and when we recorded today's episode, I'll tell you that my eyes started to water. I was definitely feeling a lot of energy clearing, and I even got a message for myself in my life, which we'll get into in a minute. But drumming is a very powerful tool, and she's going to talk. Her name, by the way, is Marla Lee Goldstein, not to be confused with the Marla who was on the last podcast talking about money. not to confuse you, but yes, Marla Lee Goldstein is the frame drummer we're going to hear today. She's also going to talk about her studies of the drum and why it's a tool for empowerment, and what is the history and what are the studies on this that make this drum so special, and what makes the power of sound and music so healing, which we all, I think, instinctively know. If we like music, we know it, but there's actually some reasons behind it and some studies behind it. So talking about the frame drum specifically, I asked Marla why it was so empowering, and she shared many reasons, some of which are it helps us focus. If you think about it, playing a rhythm, or even listening to a rhythm, it gets you in this sort of trance-like state, and you can't really think, especially if you're playing it, you can't really think about all kinds of other stuff. You have to stay focused. It helps you stay in the moment. It clears the mental chatter, which you probably don't need anyway. That's a lot of what I do in healing sessions with my clients. And the drumming also balances the nervous system. It connects us to a powerful lineage. Apparently, the frame drum is one of the oldest instruments, and it was played by women way back, and so there's so much power in that. And I talk a lot about lineage in my work too. That's a big part of what I do. And I find when clients are really stuck, there's something in the lineage that needs healing. So lineage is a place where we can get stuck, where we have to kind of overcome what has come before us, and our lineage and tapping into a lineage that's beyond us, that's more of a cultural lineage, it can bring a lot of power. It can bring a lot of energy. So either way, there's a lot of energy in lineage. And I think when we hear these sounds that have a history behind them, whether it's the instrument that has a history, a song that has been played in ceremonies or rituals or celebrations, we feel that. There's something palpable where that gets translated and broadcast through the music. I believe that. There's also a resonance vibrationally from the sound. So if you think about it, when you hear music, especially if it's like live music and you're close to the instrument, it actually changes your mood emotionally. It changes changes the cellular makeup in your body. You know, it rearranges things. You shift your vibration. And if it's uplifting music or if it's the energy you need, the sounds that are going to help you, it can heal. And there's been studies about that, not to get into, you know, I'm not quoting the science, but I know there's a lot of studies about it, and I have felt it so much. So I can imagine you may have experienced something like that. I remember just personally, I used to play guitar, I used to sing, I used to play harp. Just as I was studying metaphysics and spiritual studies, I was going to school to be a clairvoyant and energy healer. I didn't really think I was going to have a career in it, by the way. I just was, you know, in my 20s and taking classes and things that seemed interesting. And so along the way, I was also playing music. And I remember also taking sound healing workshops, and I learned I was into different types of meditation, yogic meditation and Buddhist meditation, and I learned mantras that you could chant, and, you know, mantras for different things. If you want to overcome obstacles, do this mantra, and if you want abundance and wealth, do this mantra. So I was familiar with this early on, and I used to study this sound healing thing, and I would go sometimes just experiment with it, and I would go out in nature, and I would go hiking, and I would make sounds. I would go where nobody was. I was in Colorado at the time, and I'd go alone and just like start to just spontaneously sound and vocalize. And I would sometimes have a healing intention, which is very similar to what Marla's going to do with you today. She's actually going to take you on a journey. I remember one time I was actually in New Hampshire on a vacation with my family, and I was at this edge of the lake. And I don't remember if it was loons or ducks, but I remember like a whole flock of them came, and I came in like with tears in my eyes telling my mother, and she's like, what? What are you talking about? But it was so powerful for me. I remember at the time as I was playing the guitar and the harp, hearing that they healed the heart chakra. And I think that's partly the stringed instruments in general, but also because of the position of these instruments relative to our bodies. And specifically the harp, as I would sit to play the harp, the sound hole, you know, where the sound was coming out of, was actually aiming directly at my heart, which makes sense to me. And I actually needed a lot of heart healing at the time, so I believe it. And Marla talks about the frame drum, and it's got a unique quality about it where you can move it. It's small enough that it's not like stuck on one part of your body. You don't have to sit down like it's a piano or hold it like a horn in one position so you get the, you know, the mouth on there right. It's something you can actually just move anywhere you need to. So she says she even moves the frame drum to different body parts. So the sound, when she needs to be more creative and embodied, she'll put it in the lower part of her body. And when she needs to maybe speak up and express and vocalize more, she'll aim it at her throat. So I thought that was really fascinating, and it just tells you the power of sound to heal. I'm very attuned to sound. If you've ever had a reading with me, you know that I work off sound. So I ask you to say your name, and when I hear your name, I actually start to hear about your life, you know, and I'll see pictures, and that's kind of how I read clairvoyantly, as I look at mental image pictures. But I do it because I hear your sounds. I do it because I hear you talk. And even in, you know, regular life, quote unquote, you know, real life, I meet somebody, I hear their voice, and I have a real sense of them. I know them, and I'm sometimes, you know, attracted by a voice or turned off by it just because of something in the voice. It's really interesting. And then back to Marla and what you're going to hear in a minute here. She uses her music as a tool for connecting her clients to their intuition. So I mentioned she's going to take you on a journey. And just as I teach people how to connect into their intuition, she actually leads people to do that through simply playing the drum. And she'll take us on a 3-minute journey on this episode today where you can set an intention. So why don't you do that now? Just consider if there's any intention you have for your life, something you want to get clear on, or something that you would like healing on. And then when she plays, you're going to be invited to just tap into maybe another dimension or an expanded state of awareness where the answer resides and where your innate knowing will come forth, and you'll get the answer. So I think this is really cool. She tells an amazing story of one of her clients that had a real breakthrough, had an aha, like a real confirmation of something she'd been wanting. And then 3 months later, Marla got the call that this had happened in the woman's life. So I am a believer, and just even hearing the music, it's such a beautiful trance-like feeling. And as I said, I cleared a lot of energy. It's not to take you into outer space. It's just to take you into a place of depth and of expansion, so you can really tune in and ground yourself and get some answers. So enjoy. I am here with Marla Lee Goldstein, and we will be talking today about the power of drumming for healing and empowerment. So I am excited. A little music for us today. I'll read you Marla's bio, and then I'll bring her on so you can get a feel for her live. And we actually are going to hear some of her music today live, so stay tuned. Marla Lee Goldstein is a Grammy-nominated Los Angeles-based professional percussionist, flautist, composer, and educator. She is one of the few women specialists in the frame drum, an ancient mystical instrument that was traditionally played by women. Marla is an internationally recognized teacher and performer who has presented throughout the USA, Australia, Canada, and Europe. She also works with many world music, folk, and kirtan artists. She carries the gift of being an inspiring and energetic educator and soulful, charismatic performer. Marla's music has been featured in movies, Bold Native, and Healing Arts DVDs. Marla is currently working on composing music for her debut album to be released in 2017, and she holds a BA and MFA in percussion from California Institute of the Arts. So welcome, Marla. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Who comes to you? Like, what are these people looking for, women or men who come to you? What do you feel like they're yearning for, or what gets them into your workshop?
Well, some of them, you know, they've always wanted to be a drummer. They, you know, and they just never could. They never did a lot. I hear a lot of these stories where, like, they wanted to drum as a kid, but their parents won't let them. A lot of women have that story.
Oh, my goodness. I got goosebumps.
And so, you know, they did, and then they find out about the history of it, and they're like, oh my gosh, I need a drum, you know? Mm. And then people love it because it is such a healing art form, you know? It's like, if you just notice when you drum, how you feel almost immediately after you put your hands on a drum, you feel your energy shifts. So people are in search of that, you know, in search of natural ways to uplift their spirit and transform their state of being. So.
Sounds like a lot of people are just drawn to it as you were.
Yeah, I had no choice. I had no idea.
How cool.
You get bit by it. You know how you you hear about something and you just get bit by it. It's like a bug bites you and you can't stop thinking about it. You know, I was going to school to be a jazz flute player at CalArts, and all of a sudden I heard the frame drum being played by my teacher. I didn't know he was my teacher at the time, but and I was like, oh, what's that?
So how does drumming empower people?
So, you know, there's many ways that I feel like drumming can empower us. And one of the ways is that what it does to, first, how it starts in our brain. So when we drum, we unify and we synchronize our right and our left brain hemispheres.
Yeah.
And this is one of the most powerful aspects of drumming, and the reason that people have done it since the beginning of human being is because it changes your consciousness. When you, when you synchronize those brain hemispheres, it transforms the nervous system, and it creates an entrainment in your system. Therefore, it leaves us feeling empowered because we are more centered within ourselves. And this entrainment is, you know, the reason why shamans have been doing, you know, like shamanic drumming journeying with people for a long time, why drumming is now used as actually a prominent therapy tool for, you know, depression, for, you know, anger, for Alzheimer's. It's just so good for the brain. I call it fish oils for the brain.
There's so much healing in sound, don't you think? Just the vibration of whether you're playing it or listening to it, it clears energy.
Oh, I don't think. I know. And, you know, we can even go further than that and saying there's been, you know, studies done on the medicine of sound. And what's quite fascinating with the frame drum is that the body of it, so we have a head that we play on, but then the body of the drum resonates to the player's body, you know, so the back end of the drum is facing our bodies.
Yeah.
And so we, not only are we playing music, but we're also getting this incredible sound healing.
Yeah. You've talked to me about shamanic drumming vision quests. Do you offer these? Can you tell us about these vision quests?
In my sessions, I have people lie down. You know, they lie down on a mat and pillow. When they lie down, I ask them to set an intention. And then during their journey, while they're listening to the drum, I ask them to remember if they see anything during this journey. For example, do they see an animal? Is it a bear? Is it a tiger? Is it an ant? Mm-hmm. Are they by a lake? Are they on a mountain? Do they see nothing? Are they flying? You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we start with some deep breaths to really center themselves. And then we begin. And then through the journey, you know, they're holding on to this intention and they're remembering their visions. And it really gives clarity into your intention. Mm-hmm. And for example, during one of my sessions, let's call my client, her name was Sarah, she was having, you know, trouble with her relationship, and she was unclear. She really, you know, wanted a child, but he didn't, you know, her partner, she didn't know if he did. And so she set her intention about this.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's really cool. So during her session, she had, she saw a horse riding, and it was like on through the mountains, and it was like, you know, but it was very fairy tale. It was like blue mountains that were like rolling with like rivers and like floating mountains. But there was a beautiful, like, angel-like horse. Uh-huh. And then there were like little elves and little kids running around. So that was her dream. But it was very like flowy and like, you know. And so what we did is after her session, I asked her what she saw, and she said a horse. And then the shamanic meaning of a horse is love, abundance, and fertility.
Whoa.
Okay, so
I'm smiling. I'm grinning ear to ear hearing this story and seeing this picture with you.
So he's like, you take these images of what people see and it gives insight. So listen to this. So this was a sign, obviously, that her relationship was going in a good way. And I think it was about 2 months later, she gets in touch with me and she says, you know what, Marla, I just got pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was like medicine. I got the chills too. You know, I was
yes.
like, okay, this was definitely a proven fact, you know, proven experience that we can tap into our subconscious in other ways, and one of it is through drumming, and we can get answers that we can normally not get in our thinking mind.
So will you play for us for a few minutes?
Yes. I want to invite everyone listening to take a time out to give themselves this next 3 minutes as a sound bath. And that means to turn off your phone, if you're in a room where you can turn the lights down, if you can lie down, just to get into a place where you can be comfortable and not disturbed. Okay, now I'm going to invite you guys to just take some nice deep breaths and to present yourself in this moment. I'm not going to take you through a full shamanic drum journey right now, but I am just going to take you on a journey. And, you know, if you have anything you would like some clarity in, this is now a time to set an intention. Or if you just want to be open to see what spirit has to say through these rhythms, that's fine too. Okay, so here we go.
thinking it was over and then it kept coming back, but I think it's over now. Yeah.
Ever over, honey.
How do we get a hold of you, Marla? If anybody wants to look you up, for those who would like to consider doing a session with you or some classes with you, where would they find you and what are you offering?
They'll just drum and I'll appear. Well, my website is Marla, M-A-R-L-A, and L-E-I-G-H, MarlaLee.com. And for this call, everybody on this call, I am offering a 20-minute free shamanic healing session. If you purchase my private lessons, I teach privately on Skype. If you purchase a private lesson or a lesson package, or if you purchase, I have this program, it's a chanting and drumming program, and it's awesome. It's like 18 videos, and it's all online. You learn at your own time. If you purchase that, you get a free session.
Uh-huh. So, 20-minute shamanic session like you just gave us the sample of.
Yes.
With either your private lessons or your rhythm, ritual, and rejuvenation program.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so y'all can find that at MarlaLee.com.
Thank you, Anne. It's been a pleasure to be on your show. And, you know, Anne and I have known each other for a while, and it's just like, I feel like it's like a sisterhood working with you. And Anne, it's really an honor to be sharing this. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Likewise, Marla. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So Marla gave you some homework there. She encouraged you to pick up a drum, or if you don't have a drum, you could pick up a pot. I'm looking right here at a yoga block. I could drum on my yoga blocks. That would be fun. If you have children, you probably have seen them drum on all kinds of things. So pick something. Pick something you can drum on in the next 30 days and just play with it and play with making up rhythms, or maybe you want to Google some rhythms and then copy along. But just see what comes out of you. See what happens when you just practice it. I would encourage you just to notice. Do you feel more grounded? Do you feel more centered? Does it calm your mind? What happens? So in addition to Marla's homework assignment for you, or her, I think she said a double dare, I have some practices for you as well. So first of all, just as you did with Marla's journey, I'd ask you to consider an intention. And this could be the same intention, or if you feel like you want to try a different intention, you could pick a different intention. Something that you would like healing on, a situation in your life, or it could even be in the world. A situation that you'd like to see transform for the better, for the greatest good. And I say that because it's not about manipulating anyone or anything outside yourself. So asking for the greatest good in a situation to occur, or getting clarity about something for yourself, could work great too. And then once you have your intention, can go into nature or find a time where you have the space and you feel comfortable making sounds. So a time when you won't be disturbed, perhaps a time that you won't be heard if you're self-conscious. I know I usually prefer to do these things privately. So my assignment for you is, with that intention in mind, whatever you'd like clarity or healing on, go ahead and start making some spontaneous sounds. So start to vocalize, let yourself, you know, whether it's high notes, low notes, long notes, roars, you know, it could be talking. You might feel the sound coming from different parts of your body. You might surprise yourself. You might start singing. There's no rules, but make some sounds with that intention in mind and do it as long as feels right, trusting your intuition when you feel complete or you just can't take it anymore. I don't know. And then stop, pause, maybe get out a journal and make some notes about what happened, what you felt, or maybe get still and just lie down or sit quietly and reflect and see what happens with that. Okay. So I also want to share a breathing exercise with you. And you may know this. This is popular in yoga. It's actually a traditional yogic breath called alternate nostril breathing. And that's the Western name. And what you would do is, if you want to take your right hand and then go ahead and just hold your palm out so your fingers are pointing up and you can look at your palm, and then take your index finger and your ring finger down, bend them down, and then your thumb, ring finger, and pinky finger are going to still stick up. Okay, so then you're going to take your thumb onto your right nostril, your ring finger onto your left nostril. Okay, you're going to breathe in through both nostrils, plug up the left nostril, breathe out through the right.
And then breathe in through the right. Plug up the right nostril, breathe out through the left. And breathe in through the left. Plug up the left nostril, breathe out through the right. And in through the right. Plug up the right nostril, breathe out through the left. So that's the pattern. You plug it up, exhale, inhale, switch. I would encourage you as you're doing this to count so your breaths are even. So you might exhale, count four, inhale, count four, and continue that way. You can make it longer if your breath is naturally longer. You can count to six or eight. You don't want to strain. You don't want to hold your breath. And you just want to get your breath smooth, get it steady. And as you do this practice, you're balancing the two hemispheres of the brain. So you can keep doing this as I'm talking, or if you feel like you've had enough, you can come out when you're ready. And basically what you're doing, this left hemisphere of the brain is the logical. The right hemisphere of the brain is the more intuitive, creative side. And when you alternate breathing through one nostril at a time and you balance them out, you actually balance the nervous system. So similar to the drumming, where you're drumming, you know, right hand and left hand, and you're balancing your brain that way. This breathing technique will bring this balance, and if you notice, most of us tend to favor, and it could change different times in the day, but most of us tend to favor one part of our brain or the other. You might just ask yourself, which type are you? Are you more the logical type in your head a lot, or are you more the intuitive, creative type, and you're more emotionally based, perhaps less structured? Some of us are pretty well balanced. And again, it can change during the day. So oftentimes, for instance, when you go to bed at night, I have heard, and this is the same thing when you come out of Shavasana at the end of a yoga class, the final relaxation pose, and you're usually instructed to roll onto your right side and then sit up. Why is that? Because rolling onto the right side will help you rest, will keep you in that relaxed state. Lying on the left side will actually encourage digestion and wakefulness and activity. If you ever have sinus issues and you get one nostril blocked up and not the other, you might ask, well, what does this mean? Maybe there's a blockage in that part of your brain. And it actually, in terms of the connection to the rest of your body, the left side of the brain actually connects to the right side of the body and vice versa. So that's where you hear the right side of us is more masculine. The left side of our body is more the feminine side. You may have had a massage therapist or body worker tell you that, or an intuitive like myself. You have pain in one area. You have chronic tightness in one area. You have an injury in one area. And, you know, I don't believe there's ever a complete accident. You know, everything has a bit of a message for us, I think. You know, there's a lot of wisdom in dealing with physical things as physical things and not writing, you know, too much into it. But at the same time, you can just tune into your body right now and just get a sense of, is the right side different than the left side? And if so, how? I know for me, my hips are rotated. One side is more kind of jammed up and one side's more overstretched. And I think that was a tendency, and then through childbirth it increased. So there's a physical component, but there's also energy there. That when I've tuned in meditation, I can sense, oh, there was this feeling, this emotional experience I was having when I was giving birth, and there's still some of that lingering. So I invite you just to tune in. You know, if you're still doing the breath, great. If not, that's great too. You can always come back and play it again or try it again later. But I really invite you to just tune into your body and, you know, continue to be aware and more aware of your breath, of the different sides of your body, and asking your body for any messages And if you notice at any point in time that your logical self is really overriding your intuitive and creative self, or vice versa, you could do that breath. So I'm just going to review it with you. You're going to take your index and middle finger, point them down, fold them down. Your thumb, ring finger, and pinky finger sticking up. You're going to plug up with your ring finger, plug up your left nostril and exhale, count to four out the right. Inhale, count to four, just with the right, and then plug up the right, exhale through the left, count to four. Inhale through the left only. And exhale, plug up the left. Okay, so that's the pattern. Continue as long as you like. By the way, this is great to do before you go to sleep at night if you have a very busy mind. It will calm you down. If you have kids and they're wild and crazy, I can't ever imagine. I have a 3.5-year-old. You can teach this to your kids, you know, if they're old enough to do it. And even if they're really young, you know, just give them a little piece of it. It's a really, really soothing practice. And if you're also feeling sluggish and your mind is foggy, it will also give you energy and help bring clarity. It will help bring intuition when the hemispheres of the brain are balanced. It gives you intuition. And I do think there's a real wisdom in having that balance, because we're not meant to live in one plane alone. We're not meant to live just in the spiritual plane or just in the creative world, intuitive world, nor are we meant to live just on earth in the logical mind in our heads. We really do need both, just as the masculine feminine energies need one another. So I hope you enjoyed the music today. I hope you enjoyed the practices. Please take them home. Send us a note if you like these practices, and look forward to hearing and connecting with you next time. Thanks so much for listening. For a more in-depth experience of what you've heard here, to join me on live calls for deep healing and meditation, for dancing and creative exercises, for personal intuitive feedback on your questions, for a ticket to our live retreat and connection to our amazing community, check out the Empowered Life program. We open registration once each season at the beginning of January, April, July, and October. Learn more at anneobryanliving.com/myempoweredlife. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love if you'd subscribe, rate, and review it. That helps others find it and supports me to keep sharing. Much love, shine your light, and I will see you next time.